Whole milk is back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When I was growing up, the milk was dropped off by the milkman in bottles with metal caps. When you peeled off the cap, first thing you saw floating on the top was cream. When you dipped a cookie into milk like that, you could feel the added weight when you pulled it out. And then, one day, we were told that fat was bad. So we went to 2% milk, then to 1% milk, then to that non-fat, cloudy water that so many of us drink now. And then, just a couple of days ago, we heard this.
After decades of being advised to opt for skim milk, it now appears people who consume more dairy fat have less heart disease.
How about that? It turns out the original study that condemned whole milk involved only a few hundred test subjects, whereas the new research followed several thousand patients over 10 years and found that people who took in more milk fat actually had a lower incidence of heart disease. So now federal nutrition experts are considering changing the official dietary guidelines to say that certain kinds of saturated fat, like the kind in milk, are not only not going to kill you, but in fact could save your life. And about those food guidelines, here's my unofficial food guideline. Always go for the real thing. If it looks like a plant or a fish, buy it and eat it. If, however, it comes in a box and you're buying it because you have a coupon, bring it to the potluck and let your friends eat it. And as for the government's food pyramid, maybe it's time just to use it as an actual pyramid, to bury the official food guidelines once and for all. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.